What do you do, even though, truthfully, you're pretty bad at it? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text.
I'll tell you, personally, myself, cleaning and balancing like the pool, I'm not good at it. Mm. But I got to keep doing it.
Yep.
So every time when somebody comes over and they're like, oh, it doesn't smell right, or it looks like this, or it looks good right now, it's all just a crapshoot. Whether I'm taking, you know, the credit for it looking great at that moment or whatever, it's all made up. Yeah. I don't know if I can ever duplicate it. Every year is like I start over with the entire process. I'm not very good at it. But the thing that really triggered this information, the thought for me, Anna, was I ran into my buddy. Happy birthday, Steve. Saw him just the other day. It's his birthday. Steve is a relatively frail guy, right?
Frail?
Yeah. He's okay. Had some health issues, that type of thing, over the last few years. But he's recently decided that he's going to start kayaking.
Okay.
All right. Kayaking sounds nice. Very leisurely, relaxed, right? You see yourself out on a reservoir or a pond or something like that. No. My frail friend who's never kayaked before, he's not a ship bearing or a sea bearing type individual throughout his entire life, has decided that he's taking his kayaks onto rivers.
Oh.
Yeah. And rivers will kill you. Oh. I'm not sure whether or not you're aware of this, but rivers are strong. Yeah. There's really strong currents. There's things that float in rivers. And Steve is not really one of them. So I think that he's putting himself in peril at this. And I just wonder myself, why do you try things when you know you possibly suck at them?
Right.
Right?
Well,
like,
because
you know
you do it, because of the love and the thrill of maybe one day being good. I am a terrible runner. I am somewhat athletic. I like to exercise. But the truth of the matter is I cannot run. It is like when I take off, it's like when you take a fish out of water and it flails on the side and it does that hopping thing.
The flopping thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's death, actually, is what it's doing.
Well, that's kind of what it looks like when I try to run long distances. Remember when we ran the 5K?
Mm.
When we got to the end of the 5K, I had trained like a maniac for 6 months. I collapsed on the floor to the point where they thought they were going to have to call an ambulance because they didn't think that I was going to be able to do it.
The only thing that brought us back was seltzers after that. The only thing that brought us back was alcoholic beverages. And if you've never had a beverage after running 5K, well, let me tell you.
But I keep
it
going.
It does the job.
But I keep going back for more because I always hear like running is so good for you. It's really healthy for you. It helps you lose the excess weight. So I just keep going at it.
Here's the thing. You and Steve have made a choice to do that. The pool, the only reason I bring that up is because I'm forced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to do that thing, yeah. Right? But there's not a lot of activities that I do that I stink at that I choose to do.
Oh, no, there is, Raven.
Like what?
I didn't. You love to sing.
Oh, well, that's different.
No, Raven.
I'm a magnificent singer.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm magnificent at singing. That's not nice of you.
I adore you. Mm. You are the best partner I've ever had. But I will tell you this. When you sing, it is so incredibly painful. But you do it. You do it all the time.
From my heart.
Uh-huh.
True from my heart.
Right?
It's deep inside me. I sing loudly on top of it.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What do you do and continue to do it even though you're really bad at it? Tap dancing. That's what I love to do, and I keep doing it, and I'm terrible at it.
It's such a random thing. But you're right. You're not great at it, and you do have a passion for it.
Right, and I still take the classes, even though I've been told several times, like, you're never going to amount to anything, you know?
When the instructor tells you that, it's time to stop giving them your money.
What do you love to do, but you're just not good at it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, singing. I'm terrible. It must be a Raven thing, because my name's Raven, too.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. I sing it loud and proud, and I'm really obnoxious, and I'm really terrible.
I do it when I'm feeling good, you know, like it's a great motivator. Doesn't matter if I'm, you know, what I'm doing for errands or whatever. I just sing about what I'm doing at that moment. I don't necessarily sing actual songs or anything like that. Are you a song singer, or do you just sing, you know, in general?
Oh, no, I'm a song singer.
Okay.
Sometimes words are like really bad and really not the right ones, but no.
I'm more of like what I'm doing right at that moment, like talking on the phone with this nice lady.
Okay. That's, yep, like I said, not very good at it, but really, really loves to do it.
Lovely singing voice that I have.
Yes, okay.
He's totally awesome.
See? I'm going to do more of this.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do even though you suck at it?
Okay, I keep buying furniture that I think I can build, and I'm just like absolutely the worst at it. I buy all this stuff on Wayfair and at IKEA, and I get home, I get out the directions, and it's just never exactly right after I finish. The door is on wrong, and my table's slanted. Screws keep falling out. It's a disaster.
One thing that I do have to do with flat pack furniture, Anna, is sometimes I have to like build one part of it 2-3 times.
Really?
So latest example, not flat pack furniture. This was actually a massive project, gazebo. I mean, and pricey too, like $2,000. And I'm building it, and the main supports of it, I had to rebuild those 3 times, Anna. I miss something each time.
That's when you call on the professionals, because what if like a gazebo falls on your head? It's one thing if you're building like a cart for your wine or something like that. It's another thing when you're putting together a $2,000 structure.
I read the instructions. I watched the help video, and then they put the hint video at the end of the whole thing, and that's where they said, oh, yeah, by the way, check this. Mm. So I'm thinking even the pro, if they hadn't built that thing before, they're doing it at least twice.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do even though you stink at it?
Cooking. Man, I try, but I just can't seem to do it well. Like, you know, I burn eggs and stuff, and I'm the guy that will just ruin a Hot Pocket for some reason. I can't even get microwave foods right. Like, I'm just terrible at it.
I feel your pain. You know, I come from a restaurant family. My dad's a chef. Everybody in my family is an amazing cook. And people assume that I will also be a great cook, and right. I'm not. Like, I've watched them. They have taught me. My poor nonna has taught me several times how to make pasta from scratch. I have videos and everything, and I try, and I just can't seem to ever get anything right. I don't know what my problem is.
Well, I have the answer. You just suck at it.
Right. What do you just suck at? 1-800-330-9999. But you're going to keep doing it. You can call or text. There's some things that you love to do, but the truth of the matter is you just stink at it. What is it? 1-800-330-9999.
Anna, not only can I not consistently balance the chemicals in my pool, but I also can't barbecue without setting the grill on fire at least once a year.
I mean, you have set your grill on fire in the time I've known you at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at it. And the truth is I get lucky from time to time that the steak will taste good.
Yeah.
The burger will taste good. But, you know, if you were playing a numbers game, which I usually am, 80% of the time, it's mediocre at best.
You know what I'm really not good at, and it's embarrassing to say it?
Mm.
Riding a bike. Like, I can't ride a bike well. I'm also not a good swimmer. I always just end up lying flat on my back and floating and pretending like I was doing that on purpose. Because I can't put my face underwater. I can't blow bubbles out of my nose, but I try.
But you know what you're great at?
What?
Pool bars.
Yes. 1-800-330-9999. What do you love to do? But the truth is just you're not good at it. Hey, Ann on Raven.
Drawing. I have these drawing pads and, you know, like those fancy adult coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told it's supposed to be like a form of stress relief. I'm just so bad at drawing. I try hard and all the drawings look like my 3-year-old made them.
Me too. I come from a family of artists, believe it or not. My sister and my father, all of them are incredibly talented. My brother. I cannot draw like Mickey Mouse ears that are the same size. It is so
bad. I can't even do stick people.
Yeah.
And my mother does stuff freehand and you look at it and you would think like she studied in like France.
Do you find it more stressful because you're so bad? Because I tried to do this as an escape because, you know, my whole family is so into art that I thought that it would be my thing too. But all it does is frustrate me that I stink at it and that I can't get better.
No, I kind of take it for what it's worth now. And like I'll draw things for my kid. And he'll laugh, and I laugh with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fine.
As my father used to always say, Anna, the world needs plenty of ditch diggers and bartenders, too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I could probably dig a ditch. Not in a perfect circle, though.
And nobody can do that. Come on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do, even though you suck at it?
Oh, golf. Golf. I am absolutely terrible at golf, but I have a blast. And, you know, like, for me, it's more about just drinking beer with my friends who, you know, they're all avid golfers, but they don't mind me tagging along, even though I truthfully royally suck at it.
But I think golf is one of those things that, like, it doesn't matter, like, if you're with your buddies and then you just make, I mean, my husband Paul is a golfer, and he's not a very good golfer. I mean, he has good days, I guess. I don't know, I've never actually seen him play. I only know what
you don't even
me.
Understand the game.
I don't understand anything. It's like whatever he
I
says.
I don't understand the game either.
He but can if be you're a scratch fun, golfer. She has no idea.
Well, I'm just saying what he says to me, I'm repeating it, but like it feels like one of those things that it's just more of a camaraderie and thing you do together, and if you're going and having a couple beers and it's social, then what's the big deal? You're having fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have that group behind you, right? That's mad because exactly. They're good golfers. They're ready to go, and you're slowing them down.
Exactly. No, and then they throw a hissy fit, and right. It's the whole thing. But no, like, my friends are cool about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at our Facebook page right now, and I'm laughing because Mark wrote he's not good at chess. There's some games that I'm not good at, but it's not going to stop me from trying to win them, right?
Of course.
All right, you can let us know on our Facebook page, too. What do you love to do, but you're just not good at? And if you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.